It's a very crisp autumn day here in South Bohemia, and I'm slowly trundling towards Slavonice, which is in the very far south of this country, right on the Austrian border. I'm in a modern-looking, but as you can probably hear, rather shuddery sort of train, and I'm heading towards this stunningly pretty Czech town, which has, over recent years, become something of an artist's colony, so I'm off to find out more about that in this week's Spotlight. After my rickety train ride, which was half of the fun of the visit, the first stop in Slavonice was the tourist office, situated right on the small town's main square. The office is housed in one of Slavonice's most historic buildings, which is in itself definitely worth a look. On the roof of the bureau are some colourfully restored Renaissance murals, depicting scenes from the New Testament, more specifically, pictures of the marriage in Canaan. But as Slavonice is perhaps best known for its building's elaborate facades, it seems only appropriate that my tour started in the blustery open space in front of the office. I'll let my guide introduce herself.
My name is Květa Štěpánikova.
And Květa, where are we standing right now?
Just now we are standing at the square in town Slavonice. This is the Renaissance town. The founding of the town dates back to somewhere around the 12th century. The great economic boom for the town was in the 16th century when the leader of this town was Zachariáš from Hradec. He's invited many famous builders and builder masters, and the famous builder masters was Leopold Österreich.
And today it's a town that gets a lot of tourist visiting. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. The most tourists are in summer. Yeah.
And where are the majority of them from? You're right on the Austrian border, so are they mostly Austrian, or do you get British people coming here?
British people too, but the more is from Austria, and just now it's from Japanese. This summer, what is in Japanese too?
Crikey! Okay.
Yeah,
that's unexpected.
Because the famous town is Telt, and they are going there and now too.
Okay, so why do people come to Slavonice? I mean, I can see it right now, and I can sort of see why people would come. It's very pretty. But what are the big tourist attractions here?
The biggest for tourists are buildings. We have Bar Square, and the bigger is. Just now we are standing, and we have the small, very nice square, and it's the famous and very nice buildings.
When we talked just a minute ago, when you answered one of my questions, you said that this place is very close to Telč, which is a famous, very, very pretty town, and so people who go to Telč come here. Does this town have anything that Telč doesn't? Is it better than Telč?
I think the better is Slavonice, but the Telč is famous because the town is in UNESCO, and this Slavonice isn't it, and I think that it's the famous in the other countries.
Slavonice has a plethora of little galleries and works by Josef Čapek and even Marc Chagall hang in various places around this small town. But as well as being a good place to go and see other people's masterpieces, Slavonice is a town in which you can create your own, among other locations in the Mažiž Ceramics Workshop in the centre of the town. Marta Tumová, a painter at Keramika Mažiž, outlines the studio's history.
Mažiž is actually a long-forgotten ghost town which is in between Slavonice and the Austrian border. It was virtually cut off under the communist regime. But after the fall of communism, our founder Krzysztof Trubáček bought some of the deserted buildings and started making ceramics there, which was his lifelong dream.
There are lots of places where you can try your hand at Mažiž in Slavonice today, which leads me to ask Marta Tumová what Mažiž actually is.
Keramika Maříš je vlastně ručně dělaná keramika.
Maříš ceramics are handmade bits of pottery. They are made first on a pottery wheel and then painted specially. Every piece is specially painted and no two objects are the same. And each piece is an original which you couldn't find anywhere else. So that's what is interesting about it. Maříš ceramics are generally very colorful. There are lots of animals painted on our goods, and so those are its characteristics.
Barvitost, zvířátka a tak.
Marta shows me how one of the workshop's signature mugs is born. It grows out of a little lump of clay spinning round and round on a pottery wheel. Afterwards, she tells me about what unifies the various products she makes.
Tak důležitý je hlavně, aby se člověk na zákazníci vlastně rádi dívali.
What is most important to us is that we make things that people like to look at. We make our mugs, for example, so that our customers every morning when they make themselves a cup of tea are in a good mood when they look at the cup they are drinking out of. So we use lots of animals, flowers and nature in our designs. But of course customers can come along and design and make a mug for themselves. They can buy a plain white mug and use our paints, get instructions from us about how to do it and paint their own original.
Pokyny vlastně od našich zaměstnanců a může si každý svůj originál namalovat.
Slavonice is pretty difficult to get to if you don't have a car, but making your way there by tiny little trains is quite an adventure, as is painting your own mug, and the whole experience is thoroughly aesthetically pleasing, even on a grey October day.
That edition of Spotlight with Rosie Johnston was first broadcast in October 2008.